once again living in times which can be described as Olam Shaloi Kimin Hogoi Noyei. There are times that everything seems to be fitting into place. In the morning, sunshine, furniture, tweeting, whatever they do, etc., etc. We do our thing and we go through life. Olam Kimin Hogoi Noyei. And there are other times when things are not going in the natural course. We're taking, shaking out of the regular course of events. Understandably, this is not just a situation of Ein Olam Kimin Hogoi Noyei. There's so many terrible tragedies that are happening, have happened, and we have no idea. I don't know what's in the minds of our enemies. Doesn't make a difference. But there are two fronts. The front of the physical atrocities that they did, which we know and we don't know. And we shouldn't know too much of it. Horrifying things that have happened to so many of us. And we're in a state of attack, conflicting reports constantly. What's happening? What's not happening? And just as dangerous as that, in the second part, the part that sends us into a state of emotional turmoil, people that are living in tremendous fear, which has traumatic effects on themselves, on their families, demobilizes. We're all coming together to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to tell him and tell ourselves that this mistake that the Chas V'Shalom happened is not happening to us. We're not demoralized. We do not feel things are out of control. We realize this whole planet Earth is mitzarechet, a little speck in the universe. That it's the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire universe. The whole universe was created for Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, for Hashem's beloved and chosen nation. And everything that happens is set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have to understand the whys. We don't know the whys. Hashem did not the whys make up whys. Why this can happen. What we have to know is that Hashem, who created this entire universe for us, is putting us through this, is for a very specific purpose. To bring us and the world to our goal. To bring us to Shleimus. To bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a time that we have to hope it will pass us by and we'll get over with. We want it to finish as quick as possible. But we have to take advantage of every second of it. We can't go into this and come out of it the same person. We spend our time constantly just trying to be updated in the latest flashes that are happening. We're missing the boat. Hashem is showing us, don't be connected to all that stuff. Be connected to me. If your peace of mind was because convinced that there is a fence out there and there's an army out there and they are the ones who are protecting, we have a course of toys to what they're doing, but that's not what's going on. Hashem no yishmael, shov shokav shayna. You need the shayna. Hashem yishmael, the shayna is doing their part, and the shtalim that's necessary. Hashem lo yishmael, shov shokav shayna. Without the special hashkocha, the malam and atev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over us, Israel, and over the world, shov shokav shayna. This is, like we said many times, I'm not saying as the Mishnah says, it's the period that we're in is a period of Ein lanu lishon el avish ramayim. That is the message that's supposed to strengthen within ourselves. Ein lanu lishon elo. There's nothing to rely upon. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what to rely upon. This is what we're doing. When we get together and we say to Tehillim, B'shon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I got the message. We daven Shmone Esrei in Shmur Kavana. I got the message. I can speak directly to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I realize this whole thing was set up for me to make a change in the way I live my life. And everybody's doing a wonderful thing now. We have a lot of tzadokim people are doing for each other and for that. Beautiful. It's all very beautiful. You can do. Once again, heroics, we're not looking for heroics. Heroics is a Goyisha term. Doesn't Goyisha world, Asim's world is external. I have to make something that, wow, makes a big impression. Jump off the bridge to save my dog. Sayos, that's considered suicide. Sayos is to take the message and use every situation to bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With our mice and toivim, to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atochanun, Ahu Rachim, Atatarachim. Show Rachmanis, show care. And like I said, it could be things that nobody sees. We could put more effort into our Shemone Esrei. Have more kavan on Shemone Esrei. That's probably the hardest thing in the world for anybody. It's harder than running 100 miles. But if we really care, we can do it. If you get to high Madregas, kavan on Shemone Esrei. Think about all those things that are taking us off our concentration Shemone Esrei beforehand and put them in their place. And just focus on the words we're saying, all these beautiful words for ourselves, for Klal Yisrael. Reinu, Goleinu. This is a sugi we're involved in. For those who need refuah, refa'enu. By the way, it's also important. We are involved in this situation. We can't forget all the other problems that we're involved in. We have people in the community are sick, that are in the hospital, for Shalena. Can't say, oh, now we're totally involved in this issue and we forget about everything else. That's not going in the Derech Hashem. The Derech Hashem is, I'm taking that whole picture of myself and making it better, not just dropping everything and focusing on one. Because that's what Hashem wants, like we're saying. Wants to realize the greatness of Klal Yisrael, like they have in this week's parasha, the Tzelem Elokim. We were created as Tzelem Elokim. The Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim, life to the entire world, keeps the world going. We have that ability to keep the world going with our Ma'asim Tovim, the ability to keep others going, whether it be with a tefillah or a phone or whatever. And Kamuvan, the main thing within our own family, drop the heroics and stick with the basics. Kamuvan, whatever we could do, Mamala, we have tremendous choices. But start dropping them. Start with the basics. Start with our own families. The more we ourselves live with that feeling that this thing was brought to us, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the most trying situations, in the situations that look like Kedi, Loma Zavtoni, Hashem is with us, just waiting for us to cool out. And we feel confident. Hashem is confident with us. He's keeping us going no matter what we're keeping Eretz Yisrael, going no matter how far away so much of Eretz Yisrael is from the ways of Hashem. But He's confident in us, and we're confident. He put out a sefer a few years ago, which was very dear to Chaim Zev HaLevi Melchizedek. Beautiful sefer. It has a list of psukim of Yitochin that were put together by Reb Zunden Mitzalant. You could find a way of going through pasuk by pasuk a long period of time. Zundum, the Zundagoyin, and all the Tadmoyin held very highly of putting in your back pocket or your front pocket a pasuk of Yitochin and saying over and over again, switch from one pasuk to another, they're all beautiful. The idea behind it is, we talk about Yitochin, the mistake of Yitochin is people think that when some very trying circumstances come up, then one wakes up with Bitochen and gets an injection of Bitochen here, which lasts for a little bit later, gets another injection, which lasts, and it wears off. And if you get too many injections, you may get an overdose. What can happen? That's the way the world looks at Bitochen, which is a tremendous mistake. Bitochen is not an injection. It's not something that a person uses when a calamity happens, a situation of tremendous danger. Bitochen is, and it started when everything's going great, when everything's wonderful. Bitochen is living every second of our day with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, paying attention, being aware of this wonderful world that we live in. That's what Bitochen is all about. It's just an injection in times of danger. A person can't, it's not even a pleasant thing, it's not a real thing, it doesn't work. This is something that we can work on now. It's a time that Hashem is forcing us into having to come to Bitochen, because we have nothing else to rely on, nothing else to give, none of those fake things that we over rely on. So now, we're being pushed into the thing that we should do anyway, when things are going great. And it's a matter of building the day, from the second we get up, we go to sleep. I saw the first pasuk that he brings over there, Tani, Shochavti, V'Yishono, HaKitoyser, V'Hashem, Yismecheni. Not be saying 100%. He's basically saying, I lay down and I go to sleep, and eventually Hashem wakes me up, because He's the one who's supporting me. That is, we're now at the end of the day. We're going to the Baal Yitzchak. I can go to sleep now, no matter what's going on. I know that Hashem is with me. And Hashem will wake me up, and Hashem will continue to support. It doesn't stop falling to one's head. The building of the Bitochen starts with the fact that I paid attention to things for a time. And now's the time to start doing that, or continue doing that more so. Think of how many nights we went to sleep already in the past. We had our lives. Betzim, as the Chofetz Chaim says, we didn't deserve to wake up. And Hashem takes our neshama away as a pikadon, takes our neshama away like we would owe somebody a lot of money, $1 million, and we hold our golden watch of ours. As we ask, please give me back my golden watch. You're crazy. You didn't pay me a penny back. Give me $1 million. Let me do watch it. That's to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We owe millions, and He's holding our neshama. He constantly gives it back to us anyway. We deserve it or not. We can rely on HaKadosh. That experience of getting up every morning is something. Makazik al Bitochen. The fact that I'm still alive today, with different things I went through. We went through so many things, and we're going through so many things. It's not the first time we're going through situations that arouse fear, times of danger. We've made it past those previous times. All those previous experiences are things that change the way I experience things now. Anisha Kapsi. Maybe we could start with this today. How to go to sleep. Go to sleep. Before you go to sleep, pay attention. Hashem Yismecheni. Hashem. Oh, Hashem has brought me through this day and the past days, some days this week, we had more fear, some less fear. Hashem Yismecheni. Hashem brought me and my family together. We're still here. Everybody could have his ways of making it. More people put in their thoughts, their comments, that they want. But this is our goal, to try to make this situation what Hashem wants us to make of it. The situation of Bezrat Hashem will make a change in our lives, not just for these days, but forever, and bring us to that level of people that are living with HaKadosh, appreciating all the goodness we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mitzvah. The Rambam says a mitzvah to be sameach. He says that someone is required to be happy, even though there are happier times, sadder times. This is part of the mitzvah, not for the drachim. How can we be happy when we have hardships? Pay attention to what we do have and realize that the hardships that we have also are set up for our benefit. We can be happy. That's not a contradiction. Being happy and feeling the sorrow of losses, it's not a contradiction to be happy and to be noisy, to feel for those who are in more danger than we are, to going through harder than we are. We're happy for what we have. We feel the pain of others, concern for others. That makes us a great people with Klai Shalom. That's the Tzelem Elikim that we have. And that brings us to Yad HaShemaya. That makes us the Tzelem Elikim. We rule over the entire breed. Take advantage of this special Hanoga that Hashem set up for us. It's something like we're saying, well, the Mitzvah should be finished as soon as possible. And we want it to be finished as soon as possible. The Toiva, the Yeshua, the Geula. But every second that we're going through, not just try to make it past it, not even just try to do a little bit better, but try to make it a lasting change in the way we relate to our own lives. For the Toivas that we constantly have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yishokhafti, I'm going to have a bed. Not everybody has a bed. I have a house to live, I have a family to live. Whatever, each one can think for himself. Maybe that's a starting point. Going to sleep, like a Baal B'Tochen. With Mitzad Echad, the Simcha, of all that we have, and together with that, and the Hanani, we go with the concern of the present situation, which is an extremely trying situation, dangerous situation, for many of us, many of our family, a thousand times more than we have over here. And together with that, knowing that we are with Hashem, and Hashem is with us. And we know Hashem Simcha Yad Yiminecho. Hashem is like your shadow. The closer you feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater the Shmira is over us. To create a greater Shmira, not just for ourselves. The Shmira that we're creating is for all of Klal Yisrael, for all those here in Eretz Yisrael. And together with that, making a change, bringing ourselves closer to Hashem in the fashion that we're paying more attention to getting every second of our lives, living with Hashem, Bizoicha and Yes Hashem, to a different level of Shleimus, different level of Siyad HaShemaya, and bring the world to its final goal, which we're getting closer and closer to Geula Shiyobah V'Meir.